Hi, I'm Vanessa North, and I'm reading to you today from Two in Winter, a novella that retells the Norse myth of spring, which will be available July 2nd, 2012 from Liquid Silver Books. When Eric knocked on the door, Geddy was ready. She flung it open, drinking in the sight of him, his morning's beard growth dotting his chin, blue, so blue, eyes looking at her with empathy and bank desire. Both big hands clutching coffee cups from Starbucks. Wordlessly, he handed her a cup and arched a brow at her. "Please come in." She held the door wide and walked back through the entryway to the lush living room with the overpriced couches she never sat on, the large screen TV she never watched. She sat down, hugging a pillow to her chest as she sipped at the coffee. With a trembling smile that told her he was as nervous as she, he sat next to her, putting his coffee on the table. He dragged the pillow out from under her arm, taking her hand in his. "Are you okay?" Three words that asked everything and nothing, left it up to her to divulge or not. A crack in the ice dripping. "Now that you're here," she smiled. "I didn't want to be alone." "I know." His thumb stroked the quilted flesh inside her palm, tracing the lines there. "I didn't plan for it not to work." Another sip. Okay, this one more like a gulp of coffee. "I know," he nodded. "You could give me statistics?" She attempted a smile. "Did you want a doctor or a friend?" He smiled back. God, his smile was gorgeous. She wanted to trace it with a finger until she had it memorized. Her awareness of him was centering in the palm of the hand he still held, caressing, stroking, tracing. Who knew the soft, squishy heel of her hand was an erogenous zone? He did. "A friend," she said finally, a stiff nod dragging on her chin. He let go of her hand. She almost protested, then she realized he was reaching for his coffee. "Well, it's Sunday. I don't have to go to work, do you?" She shook her head. "Church? No. So you're all mine for the day." He looked vastly pleased with himself. The laugh burst from her. So fast, she thought an avalanche might be on the way. Rivers, overflowing banks, flood and disaster. "All yours. What do you want to do?" Blue eyes pierced into her. This was the real question, wasn't it? "I want to forget," she admitted. He took her coffee from her hand, tugged her to her feet. "Close your eyes," he whispered into her hair. His voice stirred her, churning her insides like rapids under ice. She did as he told her, was rewarded by the sound of music filtering through her stereo speakers. A smile tugged its way onto her face for real. "Dance with me." He came and stood behind her, wrapped one arm around her waist, tugging her bottom tight to him. He took her arm, placed it on the back of his neck as he slid his other hand down to her hip. And then they were moving. She let the music move through her, ignoring the melting ice roaring in her ears. Eyes still closed, she let the beat take over, and the sensuality simmering between them flared to a sharp heat. Like she had at the dance club, she let herself fall into the music, lost herself in it. She could feel him, hard and hot at her back, and the dance wasn't enough. Spinning in his arms, she laced her hands behind his head, tugged his forehead to hers, and opened her eyes. Blue stared back, serious and wanting. Her move.